Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. May I please have your zip code so I can better assist you today?
97123.
What's your first and last name, please?
Cleo Thompson.
Okay, Ms. Thompson, thank you for that information. Can you please verify your shipping address for me for security purposes on your account?
3519 Southeast River Road, Hillsboro, Oregon, 97123.
Thank you very much. It looks like, Ms. Thompson, you were previously enrolled in something called Bites Hub because you responded to a sweepstakes to win a free Dyson's 11, and they enrolled you in that because it's a prerequisite. You called in and had the account canceled on yesterday. How can I help you today?
Yeah. Well, what I want to know is I looked back on a few months back, and they did the same thing again earlier. And I have never, I asked the gal that I talked to yesterday, she said something about a vacuum cleaner, and I don't even have a vacuum cleaner.
Okay, what this is, Ms. Thompson, do you recall, and they actually, Ms. Thompson, started charging you about 4 months ago, because there are 4 charges on this account. Were you aware of that?
Well, I just figured that out. Yes, I know I'm old, and it takes me a while to figure things out. But anyway, go ahead and explain to me.
Okay, so you received some type of email stating that you had won a Dyson's 11. And then they ask you to pay for the shipping. But what happens when you go to pay for that shipping and handling is they enroll you in this mobile food app. Ms. Thompson, it's an app. It's called Bites Hub, and it's an app that you load on either your tablet, your mobile phone, and it just gives you tips on how to eat healthy. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Anyway, I don't want that, and I don't understand how I'm paying for some dumb vacuum cleaner I never even got.
You're paying for to be enrolled in a food app that you have to be enrolled in to be in that sweepstakes to win the vacuum cleaner. It's a sweepstakes, ma'am. You haven't won it yet.
That is the stupidest thing. they don't tell you that when you know.
Right.
So
of course
anyway,
not.
I how do I go about getting my money back? Because this is a big ripoff.
Okay, have you contacted your bank about these charges, ma'am?
Well, I will now because I thought I had it cleared up for yesterday, and then I got to going back on my deal and I see that I've been paying for it for 4 months and I don't even know what it is.
Okay, well, she didn't refund you yesterday. All she did was cancel out that account. She didn't issue a refund on yesterday. I'm about to refund the charges that they've charged you since 218. So it's a total of 4 charges at $59.89 that I'm about to refund to you, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
I am so sorry. I didn't understand that, and they do these things that really confuse older people a lot.
Yes, ma'am. You know, they do. They really do, ma'am.
Anyway, so thank you so much for refunding that.
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your name? I want to make sure.
Yes, ma'am. It's Vicky, V-I-C-K-I.
V-I-C-K-I.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you so much, and God bless you for helping me.
Yes, ma'am. It's my pleasure, Ms. Thompson. That's what I'm here for.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Okay, hang on just a moment, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm still processing your refunds, Ms. Thompson. You're going to have a total refund amount, ma'am, of $239.56 going back on your card.
Oh, thank you. God bless you. I don't know when I needed that money.
Yes,
thank
ma'am,
you.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
You're more than
welcome,
ma'am. It's your money.
Okay, yeah, well, thank you. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
So much.
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
And Miss, I know, ma'am, I have to give you hang on just a moment till I finish, but I want to just make you aware of something. They have sites out here today, Ms. Thompson. If you have your information stored in your phone or on your laptop and you go on certain websites, ma'am, it can collect your credit card information and charge you without you even knowing. They have some websites out here or emails where you just click on it, and if you have your bank information stored on your phone, it can extract that information from your phone. I don't know how they do it. but it can be done. So I just want to advise you to, if you have your autofill on your phone for your credit card information, that you take it out and just do it manually every time you use your card, ma'am.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I know they try to make it easier for you, but then they end
right.
up scamming
yeah,
you.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like, okay. you know, six in one hand, half a dozen in the other. You may want it there
right.
for convenience to pay your bills or order with someone you order from, but by being in your phone and you go on the wrong website, they'll get your information, and next thing you know, you're getting a box of shoes, you know.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you so much. I
okay.
will definitely change the auto pay. Thank you
yes, ma'am.
So much.
Yes, ma'am. And I sent you 4 refund confirmation emails to, it looks like, Marlene E. Larry, 1@msn.com. You should get those emails. They refund confirmations letting you know that money is on its way back to your Visa card ending in 5730, ma'am.
Okay. What I was going to say is it's Marlene, Larry. You said Marlene with the
E. Okay.
So take the, yes, yeah, Marlene, Larry, 1, yeah.
Okay. And you should have that money back on your card, man, within 3 to 5 business days. The first business day won't be until this Monday. Hopefully you'll have it back
okay.
by Friday, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Is there okay. anything else I can help you with today, Ms. Thompson?
No, thank you much. That's so much. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, Ms. Thompson. You have a good weekend and stay safe, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.